And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
I have an announcement to make, and then we're going to bring on David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for our radio show, who also has a special announcement. But I want to publicly apologize to Raquel of Toronto for making those very intemperate and hurtful remarks the other night about her. She's a very nice lady. As a matter of fact, Raquel is 26 years old. And, you know, I made a really stupid series of comments that don't need to be repeated. Stupid, very ungentlemanly. I would like to think that it's... Well, I'd like to think that those comments do not reflect the real Phil Henry, but be that as it may, I'm going to try to wiggle out of it. I just made it really mean things that were said on the air, and I apologize because I don't like to hurt nice people, and she's a very nice lady. So I apologize, Raquel. Now, David joins us from his home in Pasadena. David, how are you this evening?
Well, Phil, I as you know, I've got a special announcement to make tonight. And it's a tough one to make, but perhaps the timing is right. I received news from my doctor today that I am HIV positive.
Really?
Yeah. I had been having a sexual relationship with a gentleman in our office, somebody that you know.
Someone that I know in the office?
That's correct, yeah. I don't want to say who it is, but it's someone that you know very well.
Well, it's not somebody on my staff.
No, it's, I don't want to say, but all I can tell you is, and I say this to your audience, Phil, please get tested. Please get personally tested for the HIV, I want to say HIV virus, that's a little bit redundant. It's the human immunodeficiency virus. I think it's very important. I had sex with somebody who I trusted, and it turned out that he was HIV positive, and now I am also HIV positive. And the reason why I'm on your show tonight, Phil, and talking about this is because I want people to see that not just bad people get HIV, but good people too. And I am a good person. I'm a hard worker, and so when you think of people with HIV, I know a lot of times I used to think of minorities. Not that they're bad people, but...
Like drug addicts?
Drug addicts, that kind of thing, yeah. But even good people. And I trusted this man. He lied to me. The other thing that I wanted to explain to your audience, Phil...
I got some questions.
Let me just get this out, and then I'll take your questions.
All right.
When they say that you are HIV positive, it means that your blood has tested positive for the presence of the human immunodeficiency virus. It does not mean that because you are HIV positive that you don't have it, that the news is positive about you having HIV. That was a mistake that I had made, and they don't explain that. And
when you were told by the doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt you, David.
Go ahead.
When you were told by the doctor you were HIV positive, you felt the news was good.
I felt that it was good news because he said it's positive. And, of course, it's a mistake that people have made. It's a common mistake. The other thing is to say that not just gay people get HIV. I'm straight, and I am now HIV positive. So I say these things, Phil, to your audience tonight because it's been a devastating day.
All right, I want to ask you, David, you had sex with another man.
That is correct.
You say that you're not gay.
I am not gay, no. My wife has been out of town on business. I guess you could say I was lonely for a very long period of time. She'd been in and out of town.
But if you, well, pardon me for asking you this, and I know that this is, it's neither here nor there, but if your wife is out of town, why did you not have sex with another woman?
Because I, I didn't want to have sex with another woman because I'm trying to stay faithful to my wife. All right.
And the fact that you had sex with a man?
The fact that you have sex with a man is not... It's not having sex with another woman. And that's the thing that I think is going to hurt a woman more than anything else. You know as well as I do, men, we have sex, we disassociate from our feelings. I just didn't want to hurt my wife. And so I did not want to have sex with another woman.
So instead you wound up having a sexual encounter with someone in our office.
Somebody in our office who is HIV positive and didn't say anything to me about it. So I will tell you, and I will tell your listeners, not just bad people get HIV. I'm living proof of that. And the fact that I trusted this person who is, and I mentioned a minority, he is a minority, it doesn't reflect well. And I've done a lot of work, a lot of hard work on behalf of civil rights in this country, Phil, in the broadcast business, as well as volunteer work that I've done through a variety of groups. And I don't think it reflects well on the Hispanic community that this, and I, you know, as you can tell.
This gentleman was Hispanic.
Yeah, Hispanic American, yeah. That he didn't tell me he was HIV positive. So, as you can see, he is a bad person because he's a liar. And I'm a good person. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a hard worker. And I got HIV just like him.
All right, David, I want to first of all say how very sorry I am to hear this.
Well, there's good medicines out, Phil, and because of the great work that's been done by a lot of great doctors, there's some good medicines out there. The other good news is that it's only something that you can get through sexually, you know, transmitted contact, so it's not like I'm exposing it to anybody. I ask for your prayers. Because I was duped. I was duped and I was lied to.
All right, well, I want to say that it is very difficult news that I imagine you have had to assimilate today, that I'm with you 100%.
Thank you.
That whatever I can do, whatever Marie and I can do, and I know our staff, however we can assist you in any way, we would like to do that. You're very familiar with the resourcing that is available.
Well, there's one place that they don't have a resource for, Phil, and this is the place. Where does a good man who was lied to about whether or not his prospective sexual partner had HIV, where do I go to get my anger out? I'd like to know if there's a resource center for that when you have had sex with, all right, I'll say it, a Mexican. And he did not say...
Well, you point out the man's ethnicity.
Well, I don't mean that.
It's a little untoward. I don't think...
It just doesn't go a long way toward me trusting people. I don't think I'll ever trust... My wife made a joke. She says, well, will you ever trust the gardener again? I said, well, yes, of course I will, you know. But where do I go to get my anger and my rage out?
I wouldn't be angry if I were you. I would just that's going to debilitate you. I would simply say that you have a doctor. I'm sure he has made you aware of. And you're right. There's some great drugs.
Thank God for that. Thank God for the great work that's been done by our doctors and scientists over the last 20 years. That they're prolonging the lives of people. But just remember, good people get HIV too. I've got HIV. And I'm not a scumbag. The guy that gave it to me, I mean, I guess you could say he is. I don't want to characterize him. But on a bad day, I would say he's a filthy scumbag.
I understand your anger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand your anger, but I also would say, and I say this with the greatest of respect to what you're going through, you had unprotected sex.
Hold on for a minute. Whoa, back up, because now you're getting into an area where you don't know a lot. He told me he was... I've known this guy. I work with him. You do, too.
I wish I knew who you were talking about.
Well, I'm not about to tell you. I'm just going to tell you that you've worked very closely with him.
I can't even imagine who it is. All right. But the point is, you have to have protected sex.
You have to have protected sex, yes. But I'm not gay, And this guy told me that he was fine. He was clean.
Well, maybe he didn't know.
Well, that's what he tried to tell me. When I told him that I was HIV positive, he said, yeah, I just found out that I am too.
Well, then they've got to trace the sexual history.
Well, they can do whatever they want to do, but as far as I'm concerned, it began and ends with him. So, gay people aren't the only ones that get AIDS. Gay people aren't the only ones that get HIV. I'm straight. I got it. Bad people aren't the only ones that get HIV. I'm a good man. I've got it. And minorities aren't the only ones that get HIV. I'm a white man. That's right. Bingo on three. One, two, three.
All right, hold on, David. I'm going to take a break.
All right, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Rough news from David G. Hall, our vice president of syndication. Coming up later on in the program will be Paul Tubby Lane to talk about the end of the NASCAR season. Paul Tubby Lane, talk about NASCAR. They just had the Homestead 500. Chris Norton will be along to tell us about Project Mile High Club and Bobby and Steve Dooley with the Toys for Our Tots program that they've started at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't understand what you're doing with that.
It's a young lady by the name of Raquel that I know, and I made some comments because I thought she was going to call the show, and she didn't, but I used that as an excuse. I was very childish in making some hurtful comments about her. She's really a very nice lady and very, very beautiful.
Well, but I had an announcement that I wanted to make tonight about being HIV positive, and you're doing that? So I had to sit here on the phone.
I'm sorry. It's something that I wanted to do. I didn't know.
You knew I was going to say that I'm HIV positive. Are we on the air?
We're on the air right now.
All right. You knew I was going to say that. But you went ahead and made this comment about her.
Because I wanted to make the comment about her because I felt bad. I'm talking with you now, David.
Look, Phil, I have a disease that is probably going to kill me. That means that I won't see my children. I won't see, things that I want to see. I'm very much in pain tonight.
I understand, and believe me, I'm sorry. I just, the comments that I made at the beginning of the program.
I trusted somebody. I trusted someone. And they gave me AIDS. Thank you. And he knows who he is. He's probably listening tonight. Now, I'm not gay. And yet I got HIV. I'm not... Forgive me for saying this. I'm not a douchebag, and yet I've got HIV. I'm not black, Hispanic, a female, or a drug user, and I got HIV. I'm a white man. I'm a white man with HIV. And the strongest drug that I take is bourbon. That's the strongest drug I take.
All right, I anticipate, as we take these phone calls, David, that there will be questions about your sexual orientation.
Why?
Because you had sex with a man, and you're claiming you're straight.
I am straight. I had sex with a man because I didn't want to cheat on my wife. And I don't want to go down that road. You see, what happens is when you begin to talk about that, people begin to take it at face value that I'm gay. I'm not. It was unfortunate that I had sex with a man. It was, happenstance. The opportunity presented itself. But I am not a gay man.
All right. Let me get to our phone calls.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Miguel. Miguel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just have to make a couple of comments, man. One is I think he's been... he's not taking responsibility for his part in this. He's being real bitter and angry and blaming this other person. I understand that, but he also should take responsibility for having unprotected sex. And he's a grown man. He should know better than to
well,
do
sir,
that.
I'm not.
He keeps saying he's a good man, a good person, but he cheated on his wife, one.
No, I did that.
And two, if he hadn't gotten HIV, he probably would have lied to her about it and never told her about it.
No, sir.
The only reason he's saying that is because he has HIV.
Well, I'd like to respond, Phil.
Go ahead.
Sir, I did not cheat on my wife. Cheating on a woman is when you have sex with another woman. Ask any woman. And that hurts them when you have sex with another woman. If you have sex with another man, it's probably unusual for her to hear something like that, but she's not going to be as hurt. The second thing I want to say is, you're right. I should have had protected sex. But I have never had, or I should say I've had infrequent gay sex in my life, so you forget. Unlike gay people who have that uppermost in their mind all the time, I better wear a condom. I've been with my wife. I don't wear a condom with my wife. And then the third thing you mentioned about, you know, I am a good man.
One thing is for certain, sex outside of the marriage is still adultery. It doesn't matter. I mean, sex outside in your bed with your wife is wrong in any marriage. It don't matter what it is.
Well, it may be true.
And two, condoms. If you wouldn't need a condom if you would have stayed with your wife, and you wouldn't have to have it on your mind.
That is true. But I also would say that if you are going to have sex outside the marriage, look, I'm not proud of it, but I don't feel I cheated on my wife. I made this guy understand, look, I'm going to have sex with you only because my wife hasn't been in town. But I don't want you getting any ideas that I'm gay. And he said, okay. So he accepted that. And then turns around and tells me 2 weeks later, oh, by the way, I'm HIV positive.
He didn't say that to you. You said you found out from a doctor.
Well, but the same, when I told him, you know, I'm HIV positive, he says, yeah, I just found that out, too. I am, too.
Okay, Phil and David.
Yeah, thank you.
David, I'm very sorry, David.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you can pull through this.
The idea that I'm gay.
You and your wife are reconciled and everything's okay with you and her.
Thank you, Miguel. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-86.
Well, look at that. That guy wanted to get off the phone, didn't he?
Well, I'm sure he had.
Yeah, but usually in a talk show, the host has to get rid of the. So you might have stayed with him too long because he was getting into questions. Well, you know, are you sure you're not queer or whatever? He didn't use that word, but.
No, he was asking you about fidelity.
Yeah, I know he was asking me about my fidelity, but it sounded like he was getting dangerously close to assuming I'm a certain way, which I'm not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Natalie. Natalie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm really trying not to get mad at all. But it's kind of difficult
because... It's very infuriating when you find out from some guy that he had, you know, he had sex with you and he's HIV positive.
Well, let me just put it, this is really difficult for me because I'm in a position that I looked at it as you had choices.
Wait. Did someone tell you today you're HIV positive?
No, I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Well, I would say that I've got it worse than you. So when you say it's difficult for you.
No. Wait a minute. You can say that, you know, somebody has it worse off than you. But let me tell you something. When you're in your own shoes, you don't look at everybody else. You look at yourself. So for you to say that you have it worse off than me.
I got it way worse off than you. I'm going to die.
Wait a second. You've been on the show speaking.
Yeah, hold on.
Let
me jump in. David, with the treatment for HIV today, it's not a sure thing you're going to die.
Well, but it's worse than what she's got. She's got a low blood sugar, whatever her problem is.
She's diabetic.
No. Let me tell you, type 1 diabetes has killed more people than AIDS and cancer put together.
You eat too many candy bars. That's your problem.
I don't. I'm a type 1.
Well, you
not
don't
type
now.
2. I am not a type 2 diabetic. I'm a type 1 diabetic. It is not because of my lifestyle. It is because my pancreas decided not to work anymore. It has nothing to do with the lifestyle that I lead.
All right, Natalie, Phil Henry here. Hold on. We're going to keep you through the break. You'll be first out at the other end of the break. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, look at that lady's problem is she has a pancreas problem. She probably drank too much or whatever her problem is. She chose that. I had this thrust on me by a gay who works two offices away from... No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to say who it is.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, joins us tonight. He had some very traumatic news today. He has been diagnosed with HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus, and we are sharing that information.
And Phil, I just wanted to thank you for having me on the program. I know you got Natalie to go back to, and I want to say with all due respect to Natalie that while she has diabetes, you know, I guess, what I, you know, good for her. I mean, maybe she tells everybody that. I don't know. All I want to say...
No, she's using that as a comparison.
Yeah, but all I want to say is this. As the host of this program, the focus should be on me and my disease, not about her calling up and trying to get equal time for, you know, the diet, you know, whatever, you know, for her and her diabetic friends. I'm just... I want to...
Well, hold on for a minute, David. You see, let me get Natalie. Natalie, go ahead. Natalie, you there?
Yeah, I'm
all
here.
Right.
What I want to do is, you know, I understand
this
that...
This isn't about you.
Okay, listen. Can you stop being, like, self-centered for 1 minute and just listen to what I have to say without interrupting me?
I won't interrupt you, ma'am, but when you say I'm self-centered, I'm a good man.
And I'm a good woman.
Bad people aren't the only ones that get...
But who decides who's bad and who's good? Who does that? There's one person in this whole entire world that's going to do that, and we will all meet our judgment day. We will all be on a judgment day, and only one person can judge us.
Who?
Whether you believe that or not. I believe in God. And to me, that's the person who's going to judge me.
Well, David, if you've got a potentially life-threatening illness, maybe it's something you ought to start considering.
What?
A spiritual life, man. A spiritual life.
Whether it's God or whatever you believe in, to me, whether you believe in God or a higher power or whatever.
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear. You're telling me because I'm HIV positive that you people are going to start banging a Bible around me? Is that it?
No, absolutely not. I don't pressure anybody to believe what I believe. This
you're
is what I
believe.
Banging
a Bible on me? I don't want to get the Bible banged on me, okay?
I'm not, but I'm just saying, but who are you to judge who was right and who was bad and who... So somebody goes out and gets HIV unwillingly or because somebody lied to them is better than a person that goes out and has a gangbang? You're saying that you're better off?
I think that a guy who has sex with guys...
Which you did.
I'm not gay, though.
But you still had unprotected sex with a man. You did not care about that.
Hold on with that. You got it the other way around, honey. I ain't a catcher. You got it the other way around.
All right, hold on. I don't want to hear about the particulars of how
either
you...
way, you
yeah,
had
she's got
unprotected...
me. She's got me catching, and I ain't catching.
Okay.
Now, the point is...
You had unprotected sex. Bottom line, no matter who did what to who, the bottom line is you
bottom
had
this,
unprotected
and, you know...
sex with another man, and at that point, your sexual desire was more important than your wife and children, and you were not thinking about anybody else.
No, that's wrong.
Period.
That's wrong.
You
I,
were thinking about self-gratification. Period.
My mind never left my wife during that entire experience, and I'll tell you why. Because I love her, and
then
because...
You had unprotected sex with another man.
With a man, hello. Not a woman, a man.
So
are you married,
Natalie? You're trying to justify it.
Yeah, David, what is the...
Excuse me, I'm talking to the caller.
I know, but I want
to
ask a question.
I'm talking to the caller. I don't want to talk to you. I'm talking to the caller. Shut up, and I'll talk to the caller, and then when I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. Is Natalie there?
Yes.
I'm here, but...
Yeah, I couldn't hear you because the host was butting in.
Okay, the thing about it is that, okay, you say because it wasn't a woman, it's okay.
It's not cheating on your wife. Look, the whole reason why I had sex with this guy is because we'd had a couple of drinks. I was lonely. All right?
Okay, have you ever heard of, like,
and he had parked his. And if, I want to finish what I'm saying. He had parked his car in an area. There wasn't anybody around.
Oh, man, this is
but
getting
But you're trying
really
to justify it. The bottom line is you had unprotected sex with a man. That's the bottom line.
You know, you keep saying that,
ma'am. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're bisexual. I don't care if you were curious or
bothered. Right. Yes.
I don't care.
Yes, the same way that you ate so many Milky Ways that now you've got a pancreas that doesn't work.
But that's, see, this is
me.
You had a choice. I didn't have a choice with my diabetes.
Are you telling me that somebody shoved the Milky Ways down your throat?
I didn't eat Milky Ways when I was little.
It's not Milky Ways.
This
is the host, Natalie. I'm trying to explain it to David. The diabetes that Natalie has is something that is from birth. It is genetic. It's in the blood. You don't contract it. You don't get it. It is a, you know, it's a...
Well, look, Phil, the fact of the matter is...
Yeah, the fact of the matter is you're trying to justify you sleeping with a man. You had a choice. You had a choice to either do it or not. I didn't have a choice with type 1 diabetes.
Three musketeers that you unwrapped.
Type 1 diabetes is a hereditary gene, just like MS, just like all these other Parkinson's. It's a type of hereditary gene disease.
Are we done with the public service announcement for diabetes?
No, because for you...
And I can't get out what I'm trying to say.
No, because I've been trying to say this for a half an hour already, and you won't let me.
Natalie, I think you've made a very good...
You sleeping with another man...
You keep talking about me sleeping with another man.
...married and had no right
to do it
to his wife or children.
Are you calling me gay? Because you keep bringing that up.
You did it!
First of all, I didn't sleep with him. We were in the back seat of his car.
The only way you can contract HIV is through, no matter who did it to who. Somebody had to be inside of somebody. I mean, for you tooting your own horn for being such a well-educated, good man, you're acting pretty stupid.
He didn't tell me he had it.
Come on, man.
You that I'm a millionaire. Are you going to believe me?
Well, look.
You're telling me
that you didn't get diabetes from shoving 1 3 musketeers after another down your throat?
No, I didn't.
Okay, then I believe you.
All right, look, I got to move on.
Medically proven.
No, wait a minute.
It's medically proven.
I don't care what you say about me. If you think for 1 minute that I was on my back with my legs up in the air.
I'm not sitting here judging you. I'm not. I'm trying to tell you.
No, but you're animating that I had my legs up in stirrups. Let me tell you something.
Oh, come on, man. Forget about that.
I didn't say that. All I said was you had unprotected sex with a man.
Oh, you said I was on my back and some guy had a jar of Crisco shoving his arm into it.
I didn't say that.
All right. Look, Natalie, you've made some excellent points. I think every thinking person out there has heard what you've said.
Keep blowing smoke up her skirt. Can I tell you the reason why I called without
being
interrupted?
Come on, this lady's been on the air for 20 minutes. How much more of this do I have to take? She's called me gay.
You won't let me put my point across.
Well, your point is very well made, Natalie. Your point is that David had a choice. You and people like you do not have a choice with the diseases, with the ailments, with the infirmities, whatever you want to call them that you have. David contracted this through his own decision to have sex with this guy.
Well, she's got me sleeping with him.
Well, you know what? Good for you. It was in a car. I mean, you know, you have made yourself look so bad on this show tonight.
How have I made myself look bad? Whoa, hold on. Watch the way you say that. What do you mean I made myself look bad?
Hey, there was nobody around, man. It seemed like a good place to do it. I mean, where were you?
We were in an alley behind the smokehouse. What are you laughing at?
I just found it.
I know. You found it funny that we were in the smokehouse. Yeah, I get it.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
David G. Hall is with us. I want to continue with our discussion tonight on the news that we got at the very beginning of the hour from Mr. Hall, and that is that he is HIV positive. And it also coincides with today being a National AIDS Awareness Day. And the fact that, David, there is some question that my audience has. You contracted HIV, the HIV, I guess is the way one would grammatically put it correctly, by having sex with a man, although you say you're not gay, and you say you were not cheating on your wife when you did that.
I don't believe that I was. I know a lot of people. Look, we can go around and around. My intention, my heart was in the right place. As long as your heart is in the right place, as long as you mean to do the right thing, how can you lose in this world? This guy and I had sex in his car because he said, I asked him, you don't have, and I forget how I put it because we'd been drinking. So I was pretty smashed. And I said, you don't have this AIDS or whatever it is? He said, no. So I said, well, let's get to it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stacy, go ahead.
Okay, question. You mentioned that you had casual sex prior to this guy with other men.
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You mentioned that you had casual sex prior to this person with other men. Does your wife approve of you having sex with men?
When my wife's been out of town.
Yeah, but does she approve of you having sex with men?
Well,
she said you've done it before.
I think she does.
You think she does? You never asked?
Well, we don't discuss. I don't allow her to discuss it.
Oh.
Wait.
You're talking about trust and how you're upset that this person that you had a sexual relation with, relationship with, wasn't honest with you.
Well,
you're not being honest with your wife, or do you tell her you have sex with men?
I've explained to my wife that it's not cheating, and she accepts it.
And she accepts you having sex with men?
Well, what is she going to do?
Wait a minute.
You're being unfaithful.
The question is,
Does she not know that you have sex with men?
She does.
She does? So she knows you have sex with several men?
You know, what are you, writing a book?
She came back from her vacation.
Are you writing a book?
Did she ask you if you had AIDS? Did you have sex in the last few weeks with your wife?
I do not have AIDS. I'm HIV positive.
Okay. Did she ask you if you were HIV positive when she came back from her trip?
Well, ma'am, that makes about as much sense as your husband asking if you're HIV positive when you come back from a trip.
I wouldn't cheat on my husband.
Well, wait a minute. The point is,
what kind of
person's going to ask a question like that?
Well, if she's acknowledging the fact that if she's okay with the fact that you have sex with
men. I didn't say she was okay with it. You just asked me if she knew.
Wait a minute. She's not okay with it?
Well, look, I've explained it to her. We shook hands, and she realized it was all a big misunderstanding.
What is there to misunderstand? You are now she can no longer have safe sex with you for the rest of her life.
No, yes, she can, if I wear a condom.
Yeah, exactly, for the rest of your life. Do you realize
that? What's wrong with that?
How unfair is that to your wife?
Well, there you go, ladies.
Does she have sex with multiple partners as well?
I hope there are men listening, because now you know what women really think of condoms. This lady's saying it. She hates it, and all women hate it. Thank you very much, Stacy.
I didn't say I hate it.
You are wrong.
You're ignorant.
No, wait a minute.
And you're a cheater, and you're a racist.
You have just said
you talked about being a white man.
You hate having sex with a guy who has a condom on. And I
didn't say that. No, I didn't.
Well, you said that for the rest of your life.
Your wife will have your life.
I hope all the men out there listening. Because Stacy just blew the lid right off.
You are.
Stacy's blown the lid right off of it. Women hate it when we wear condoms. Thanks a whole lot, Stacy. And thank you, ladies, for lying to us.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm ignorant.
It is unbelievable.
How am I ignorant?
You are ignorant. Hey, unprotected sex. What year is this? It's not the 70s. You are an ignorant person.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I had been drinking heavily since about 2 that afternoon.
That is not an excuse.
Why not? Oh, it's not an excuse? Do you know how drunk a guy...
If you were drinking heavily and you went and killed somebody, it would be an okay thing?
No, but it would be understandable. It wouldn't be okay, but it would be understandable.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
It's unforgivable.
How is it understandable?
Are you kidding, right?
You are ignorant.
Look.
Ma'am, how am I ignorant? You're the one who lies to men, just like other women, when you say, oh, sure, honey, it's okay if you wear a condom. Now we know you hate it like it's poison. The guy might as well have running sores.
I did not say that. And see, that's your problem. You assume that it's okay to sleep with men and people will not consider you to be gay. That is an incorrect assumption.
So when they say that it's ribbed for pleasure, that's a big lie, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Wait a minute. So you're having unprotected sex, too?
No, I haven't. You're assuming again.
No, you just said you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
You sound like the kind of rib-for-pleasure chick that...
No, you sound like the kind of person who enjoys having sex with men.
Don't you?
And you are saying no.
You don't enjoy having sex with men. I caught you in another one. First you hate condoms, now you're a dyke.
I've never had sex with men.
You never have.
No, I have not.
You are a dyke.
I'm not a dyke either. I've never had sex with a woman or women.
No, you said men.
I've never had sex with men, no.
So you've never had sex?
I've had sex with a man, yes. My husband, yes.
One guy?
One guy.
Boring.
All right, nobody's
boring.
Asking
yeah, no,
you, man.
But see, I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Hold on
I don't
for
have
just
an
a minute,
exciting
you know?
Lifestyle like you who enjoys having sex with men. Unprotected sex at that. You're ignorant.
I got a break.
You're unbelievable.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, David, a lot of that...
Hold on for a minute. Is Bud there?
Bud?
Yeah, Phil.
All right, have you got it ready?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Phil, I want to say something to you, because Bud's ready with something he's going to do.
What?
The fact that I've been telling you all hour that I'm HIV positive?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. Hit it, Bud.
You're only kidding?
Yeah.
Why?
Because today's AIDS Awareness Day.
What a douche. You didn't know that?
So this whole thing, you've been kidding me?
Yeah. Hey, Phil, I'm HIV positive. I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Bud.
What's with the laugh track?
On account it's funny.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.